Okay, this presentation is getting the nutrition out of your food. This is Dale Maxwell. Bonnie's in the other room. And so I started out by researching how to get the most food out of the food that people eat. And for a long time, I've been recommending to cancer patients that they use a Vitamix to break up their food to get the action that their stomach acid and chewing doesn't really get. And so that's how I started with this. And I think you'll learn quite a bit from this. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and follow the presentation as much as I can. Try not to get distracted. So what is whole food? Whole food juice is a combination of the juice and fiber from either vegetables or fruits prepared in a Vitamix machine. The speed and tremendous force of the Vitamix Super 5200 stainless steel tip blades travel at 240 miles an hour at high, and customized hammer, mill, and cutting blades literally pulverize the food down to the cellular level. Now, how is that important to you? Well, if the particles of food aren't broken up far enough, but why is it important that you break the food up? The food is broken up by, in a healthy person with robust digestion and, you know, perfect teeth, and they take the time to chew it up properly, you're going to get the majority of the nutrition out of a food, and you're going to get very little of the material that you consume becoming waste for your body. And whenever there's any kind of compromise, the first thing that goes for people is their digestion not working perfectly. So using the Vitamix to break the food up, particularly all the vegetables, helps your digestion by providing littler pieces for your body's amount of enzyme reserve to go ahead and digest. And that's why it's important that you consider doing whole foods. So all of the vitamins, enzymes, nutrition that comes to you intact with full flavor with a Vitamix machine. Now, you can certainly go to a juice store and buy juice. You can buy juice at Trader Joe's. If you're traveling, that's a good alternative. Unfortunately, the government is pretty much making everything pasteurized, even down to our almonds. So if that kills some of the active enzymes, okay, the minerals get through pasteurization fine, but enzymes and some of the vitamins and other things are damaged by that process. Now, why is a Vitamix better than a juice extractor? The Vitamix gets more out of the material because it's breaking it all up better. That's the first thing, okay? If you get a juice man, which we have a juice man, we've tried and used juice man before, and the Walker machine. It's a Walker, I think. Anyway, any of those machines squeeze the stuff out, and that does a good job, but it doesn't do quite as good a job as a Vitamix does. Okay, the pulp contains valuable nutrition that is missing in extracted juice. Vitamix juice helps make it easy to get the FDA recommendations of 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables we need for a healthy diet. Can extracted juice be made by a Vitamix machine? Certainly you can extract the juice out and then separate the fiber out with a cheesecloth afterwards. So you actually get the bonus of both machines in one. Plus, it's a lot easier to clean up. I've got actually videos I think I've showed you guys before on the website. Not sure on the Road to Health website, but on the One Answer to Cancer /blog website, I've got pictures of another machine that we use, and it's much harder to clean. So whole wheat, how's whole wheat ground in the Vitamix machine? The Vitamix machine, whole grain cookbook recommends you grind 1 3/4 cups of whole wheat berries at a time, which is the amount it takes to make a loaf of bread. Now, I've been doing this over the last 10 days while I was preparing for this presentation, and the big challenge I had was getting the right amount of water for the wheat. So my advice to you when you start making your own is don't put all the water in at first, and then add a little bit until you get it right, because wheat berries are nature's storehouse, and they're going to have different amount of content of moisture in them. So they're, each batch that you might get of wheat berries might actually change the recipe just a little to make it so that it works real well. So play around with it. You'll have fun, and the results are really wonderful. So there's further instructions, refer to the whole grain cookbook, which is included with your Vitamix 5200 and the 32-ounce dry blade container, which can be purchased separately. Now, does the Vitamix 5200 bake the bread? No, it doesn't bake bread. It prepares the dough, and then you throw it into the little pan that you have. If you don't have a pan, get a small pan. The 16-ounce pans are really good. The smallest pans you can get, I think they're, well, maybe not the smallest, but I'll put the measurements on the blog for you guys to look at. And I've got pictures of, I've used bigger ones, and they you get a kind of a not high loaf. So the Vitamix prepares the dough for rising and baking in less than 5 minutes. This is absolutely true. You do have to get the water to the right temperature and do the proofing of the yeast, which is probably additional time to the 5 minutes. Okay, and it doesn't take extra time to grind it. And you can use the same container. In the directions on the Vitamix website, it says you can use either the dry mix container or the wet mix container for making the bread. So the Vitamix machine will knead and mix, which you can put into a pan to rise and bake in your oven. And I've also tried flatbread with the mix, and by carefully getting the water to a lower content, you can make flatbread if you want to make a flatbread in a frying pan if you don't want to fire up your oven. It's an interesting variation. And the next question is, can the Vitamix machine grind pastry flour? Yeah, the Vitamix Super 5200 variable speed control makes it possible to grind grains into many textures, including fine texture. What I found is when you're grinding it, if you want it to be really fine, when you're running it in the grinding mode, you'll see a little kind of a pit in the bottom, in the middle, where the grain as it's ground is getting thrown up against the edge, but it's not falling back in. When it gets to that not falling back end in part, if you want it to be finer, just pound on the side a little bit, tap on the side a little bit, and knock some of that back down in there, then that'll let it run longer. Now, you might be able to do it with off and on things and all that other stuff. I haven't tried all that. I just pounded on it for a while, and that worked fine. I get it really fine, which if you're going to make a flatbread is important. Okay. Now, do the Vitamix juice recipes require adding liquid to making the juice? Well, the official recipes, yes. Add water or juice. Now, personally, I'm not adding water to my juice, and because I just use all fruit. So my recipe for juices, I get whole grapes. I get them at Costco or Sam's Club, and as soon as I get them, I wash them up real good. I freeze them, and then I put them into sandwich baggies in 10-ounce servings. and then I freeze them, because when you buy them for the best price, well, you get these big humongous containers, and by the time you use them all up, well, some of them are going bad. So what I do is I go ahead and freeze them in 10-ounce servings, and I use a little scale that we got for measuring the mail. And so I put the grapes in, the strawberries, also dispensed in 10-ounce servings, same way, the blueberries and bananas. Now the bananas, if you have fresh bananas, you can go ahead and use 2 or 3 fresh bananas. You can weigh them out if you want. If you feel that you need to, you can, if you want your balance to be a little different, you can add more grapes in it or more strawberries or more whatever, okay? The important thing to know when you're doing this is to go ahead and get your frozen supplies out ahead of time and let them thaw enough. Because if you use the frozen stuff without letting it thaw for a while, then you probably do need to add water. And that's what most of their recipes call for. Now, I don't do it that way, and I don't add any water. It produces around 50, 60 ounces by the time I get done, because I generally use 2 bags of grapes and 2 bags of strawberries, which if you do the math, that's 60 ounces, okay? And so what I do is I take and dispense it out like this. I put some of it that I'm going to consume right now. I usually don't consume more than about 8 ounces at a time. And then I put the rest into the Tupperware containers that are cups with the lid on them. And then I put those into the freezer, except for the one that's in the refrigerator. So I always have, whenever I take stuff out of the refrigerator, I take the next supply out of the freezer. So it's ready for me. And generally I get 2 servings that way per day. They're 14 ounces, so there's 7 ounces in each of my servings. So that's how I'm getting my fruit. I also eat bananas during the day and such, but anyway, that's what I do. So can I just throw in any whole fruits and vegetables? Well, you can, but certainly the taste might not be exactly what you want. So Vitamix has done a pretty great job of, you know, creating a bunch of recipes. I don't follow them all because I don't like all the seasonings that they use, but that's just me. Well, everybody else likes seasoning, but not me. So do some of the recipes in the Vitamix cookbook address special dietary needs. There are a variety of recipes, and I'll show you in a little while the actual website and show you what I do to find recipes, because there's a lot of good recipes there. So whether you are trying to gain weight or lose weight, control fat intake, have food allergies, or simply trying to add more fruit and vegetables, or if you do soy into your diet, there's lots of recipes that you can follow. Excuse me. So I'll show you this recipe section in a little while. And they have a newsletter that you can sign up for. It's free. And of course, we have lots of information on the website that we've created specifically for people who have Vitamixes and want to share their information. You get the latest nutrition news, recipes, and special private offers on the Vitamix newsletter. Now, how can you make chunky soup? You know, the Vitamix pretty much destroys everything and makes it into a pea soup, no lumps. Okay. So the suggestion on is to go ahead and start with yesterday's leftovers, and then go ahead and use the machine to make them into a regular broth, setting aside a little bit, and then chop up just a little bit of some of it for the lumpiness that you want. Now, if you have a compromised digestion system, you probably don't want the lumps, okay? Because anything that isn't small, tiny grain of salt size, your pancreas is not going to be able to, pancreatic enzymes are not going to be able to bite that and digest it and break it up. So some of that's going to be waste, okay? So this section is 100% me. Vitamix has no liability on all of this stuff I'm going to share with you. It's my personal stuff. Okay, so learn and know the warning signs of digestive problems. address the problems early and avoid serious health challenges. Stomach action is assisted with a Vitamix. We talked about that a little bit earlier, grinding up your food to assist your stomach. Okay. There's plenty of step-by-step recipes that you can get through my website, and of course there's lots of websites, lots of recipes on the Vitamix website. And you need to test yourself. Allergy symptoms are a sign that your digestion isn't working. Now, of course, the pharmaceutical solution is to take a pill and suppress something. My solution is to get your digestion working better. And I have a whole course on that, which I'll give you a link to. I didn't prepare that. So, constipation is an early sign of a digestion problem. So if you're having digestion problems, allergy symptoms, constipation, gas, and, you know, if you ever notice in your stool that you're seeing pieces of food, that's a sign that you're having a compromised digestion. Bruising, if you're having bruises that don't heal quickly, that's a sign that the food's not getting digested properly and providing the nutrition that your body needs to break up and rebuild your body. And of course, teeth and gum problems are sometimes a digestive problem where your body's not getting the nutrition properly and the balances are bad. So all of these things are listed on a little report that I put together on www.precancers.com. So you're welcome to go over there after the presentation and pick up the information. So breaking down the fibers, back to the focus on the Vitamix machine. Vitamix can liberate the nutrition locked in the cells. Digestion only starts with breaking down the food. Further digestion into amino acids and nutrition, other nutrients require the food particles to be small enough. We talked about this a little earlier. Okay. So if your digestion is compromised, test with a Vitamix for a month. Just run everything through the Vitamix for a month and see if you don't feel better. If you feel a lot better, then, you know, keep doing it. You can also, at some point, so the rule is nothing goes in without a visit to the Vitamix. That's my rule for people who have a compromised digestion problem. And notice how you feel. If you're feeling a little stronger, you don't feel quite as tired. These are all signs that your digestion is better when you're using the Vitamix. So after you test, continue using the Vitamix. And at that point, you can consider betaine hydrochloride capsules, and you can also consider supplementing pancreatic enzymes. Okay. To help your digestion. But first start with the basics of breaking down the food and see if that doesn't do it. Okay. So research proves the best way to consume carotenes is to prevent heart disease, lung and prostate cancer, age-related muscular degeneration, macular degeneration, and cardiac formation. This is all off of research that's published on the Vitamix website. Health Research Studies Center in Los Altos, California, published results from a recent study of plasma carotene values of three different preparations and consumption methods of vegetables. For individuals to consume the vegetables as raw food, such as juice from the juice extractor or prepared from the Vitamix machine. Researchers tested four carotenes, beta-carotene, lycopene, which comes from tomatoes, probably comes from other stuff too, but that's the most widely advertised, lutein and zeaxanthin, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, beta-tryptophan, big words. Results that the researchers found, the Vitamix, the vegetables prepared in the Vitamix machine provided the greatest intake of beta carotene, and that has to do with that breaking up the cells. When the food is coming through and it's pre-broken up, you know, it's just liberating all that nutrition. So beta carotene prevents heart disease, lung and prostate cancer. If you're having tooth and gum problems, important thing to help strengthen those things. Vegetables prepared in the Vitamix machine provided the greatest intake of lycopene. Lycopene prevents lung and prostate cancer. Vegetables prepared in the Vitamix machine provided the best intake of lutein and zeaxanthin. They provide protection against macular degeneration and related cardiac formation. Now, another thing that can help you to avoid cataract formation, is to avoid tap water. Tap water has minerals in it that are way too big, and they sometimes get stored in places like in your lens, in your eye. So distilled water is the order of the day in my household. Okay. Vegetables prepared in the Vitamix machine provide the greatest intake of beta-cryptophan. Beta-cryptophan plays a role in vision, growth, reproduction, and bone development. Oh, let's talk about bone development for a second. If you are considering any of the pharmaceutical solutions for bones, you need to do the research. All the stuff that they're selling to the public that's supposed to help with bones stops your bone from doing the recycle process. So normal bone growth has to dissolve and then rebuild. It stops the dissolving part, which means that if you're on those drugs for a long period of time, you have old bones that aren't fresh and strong, and they're going to find out in the next 20 years that people are not having a good time with these drugs. So you can get all the nutrition you need out of your food if you just grind it up with the Vitamix machine. And all the green leafy vegetables are full of calcium. Okay, back to the presentation. Vitamix preparation method yielded very positive results, often surpassing the juice extractor, with the most significant results being the one for lycopene. The Vitamix machine ruptures those cell walls and breaks the particles down so that it can release those nutritions. Okay. Researchers proved the Vitamix preparation results in higher levels of beta carotene and lycopene than juice extractors or whole food. So the whole food is going to, you know, have it, but you're not going to get it out. So you have to run the stuff through the machine to get the food to break up. Beta cryptophan absorption was also good for the Vitamix, similar to eating raw foods and higher than the juice extractor. Other significant findings. According to researcher Gene Spiller, PhD, is that the Vitamix machine made beta carotene absorbable while leaving the fiber present, which is a good thing. Fiber intake from vegetables prepared in the Vitamix machine added valuable nutrition for preventing constipation, hemorrhoids, colon, which is the large bowel cancer, and diverticulitis and other chronic diseases. You know, people buy a lot of Jim's colon pills from us because they aren't willing to do the work to make sure that they're getting everything they need out of the food. And you know, we keep selling it because you know, it helps them to get through until they can do that. So the Vitamix machine helps to remove excess cholesterol by the soluble fiber to manage a metabolic disease such as adult onset diabetes. There's a couple of videos that I would recommend that you get. I'll post them on the website. One of them is Healing from the Inside Out, and in there they interview a number of experts talking about solving diabetes and all different kind of diseases just by using food. So the Vitamix pulverizes the skin and the seeds of the vegetables to provide additional nutrients that the juicing method does not. the Vitamix Corporation is a quality-based organization providing a high level of value and benefits to our customers by creating, producing, this is their pitch off their website. So, you know, they're good machines. I've had four of them in the last 30 plus years. Started out with the metal ones, and most recently I have two of about 8 or 10 year old ones, and they're great. You know, I use them every day. So, okay, questions session. I'm going to come back to the slideshow a little bit later, and let's check and see if you have any questions now. Okay. And if anybody has a question, if they could either raise their hand by clicking on the raise your hand button, if you have a microphone, or going ahead and typing into the question box. In the chat box. I'd appreciate it. Okay, well, interesting. Now I can see that you guys all were responding to me. I just didn't have it in the right place. My voice is distorted. Now it's much better. Thank you, Christine. Like I said, I'm so glad you guys are here and supporting me, because, man, I'm having trouble with this technology. Okay. So, anybody have any questions, they could type into that box. I'm going to see the questions now. And I have coming up support from, hopefully support from the Vitamix people. JP is theoretically supposed to be here. He had a conflict, so I'm not sure if he's going to make it, but I'm going to slide this over if I can figure out how to. There we go. Okay. So, okay, your next step, if you're ready to get a Vitamix, you can go ahead and go over to Vitamix through our link. Vitamix has kindly arranged a small gratuity for us to help support us. And you can help support us a number of ways. You can go ahead and go to the site through roadtohealth.com/Vitamix, click on the picture of the Vitamix machine. It'll encode our code number. You will get a discount by helping us and you'll get the free shipping by using that code 06-004090, and you can give that to JP, and that's his phone number on the screen. He is available most afternoons, and I expect that he may show up here any moment. Not sure exactly what time it is, because when I switch over to this presentation mode, my little clock on my computer disappears, so I can't tell. So let's see. Could anybody type a yes, you can hear me, and you don't have any questions, or type in a question if you have one? Any questions? Okay. Anybody else? I don't see any questions on here. I have prepared additional content, which will be recorded and posted on the website. I have, let's see if I can show you a preview. Let's see. I have a cookie recipe that I perfected over the last 5 years, and that'll be available, posted on the website. And I'll show you a preview real quick if it comes up. A little slow. Okay. Use the recipe. The instructions will come on the page. I use eggs, dates, frozen blueberries, and I divide them up. I give you the complete recipe later. I use almonds. I don't use any wheat in this recipe or any flour at all. So I'll get you that whole recipe. If you haven't logged in, you should go log in. We've got somebody arriving. Ah, here it is, JP. Okay, so we have the expert from Vitamix available to answer specific questions about the Vitamix. If you have any specific questions about the Vitamix, please type in your question or raise your hand. Welcome, JP. I'm so thankful that you showed up.
Thank you.
You missed the whole presentation, but you know you probably heard it all before.
Well,
so,
probably not with the same.
Everybody, this is JP. His contact information is up on your screen now. You should be able to see it, and you can call him. And if you have any questions about the operation of the machine before you purchase, he's the guy to answer those. If you already have a Vitamix, you should contact the Vitamix help department. They have people there. You want to talk about that for a minute, JP, on how the support works?
Sure. First of all, how well can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Vitamix doesn't end with the sale. It also has an excellent customer service. We've been in business for over 85 years, and we know the importance of the follow-up after a sale has been made, whether you are a person that's promoting our machine or a person that just purchased one. Anytime you place a call through me to place an order, I will follow up on the completion of the order. Once the machine has been received and the customer has a question as far as the operation of the machine or related to any kind of recipes on how to care for the machine, our customer service does an excellent job of handling those calls, just about 12 hours a day. They do have all kinds of recipe books that they can help you with. And we also have an excellent website, as I'm sure Dale alluded to. But by all means, call us at any time at the 800 number that he posted. Option 2 is the number that you would call for customer service. And people, we have a staff of almost 7 or 8 people that answer the phones all day long on that. But at any time, and any time I complete an order for a customer, I always leave with my name and extension. That way you can feel free to call me back and that you don't feel like you're left out there hanging if you have some question about the machine or the sale transaction itself. So.
Okay, great. We have a question from Christine, which I'd like to answer first and then let you answer, okay?
Okay.
She wants to lose weight, and so she's more interested in using the vegetables. So, Christine, my experience with the vegetables, you can, if you run the Vitamix long enough, you'll actually cook your vegetables and break them up. So when you prepare your vegetables of choice, you go ahead and rinse them off and put them in, add enough water just to cover them. Okay, and then if you want some seasoning, you can add the seasoning in, and then go ahead and turn it on and run it until you see the steam coming out. It might take 4 or 5 minutes, in my experience, and you'll have a very, depending on what ingredients. Now, if you like a thicker product, okay, what I do is I use brown rice. And I put a couple of tablespoons of brown rice in it. It doesn't add much flavor, but boy, it thickens it up so that you could almost, put a fork in it. So if you want to have a change of pace from thin to thick, you can just adjust how much brown rice you put in there. And the brown rice has a tremendous amount of fiber and the good quality cellulose to help you have good bowel movements. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to answer that, I don't know if you can see the question, I'll read it to you. It says, I am more interested in the veggies. The fruit smoothies don't fill me up. And that might be because you're diluting them with water. In the presentation, JP, I gave a recipe for using a making a fruit product with no water.
Oh, no water. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and it, you know, it's quite filling now. Whenever you're doing fruit products, you want to know that if you consume too much of it, it will whack out your sugar, your insulin level. So you want to if you're doing a lot of fruit, you want to not take too much of it at once. If you want to take in at first, you might want to try something in the 4 ounce range, and see how you do. And pay attention if you feel like that feeling kind of wore out in about 45 minutes or an hour. That's your insulin response going to work, trying to balance the sugar. Okay. Now you don't get that as much with a Vitamix as you do with a non-whole food product. Okay. But you can get it, and the advice I give for cancer patients is to dilute the drink 50% with distilled water, so that they aren't getting so much sugar. And then just kind of nurse it for a while, and don't take it all in a big old amount of slugging it down and then expecting your body to deal with it. So do you have advice on using the vegetables for feeling good longer?
Are you talking to me there, Dale?
Yeah, go ahead. And if you want to address that question I had about the veggies.
Yeah. I will definitely defer to you as far as your answer. You obviously are quite a bit into proper diets, proper types of foods for whatever that person's need is. I can tell you that for myself, and that's where I think I have the most authority, is just relating to my own personal experience with the Vitamix machine. When I create a smoothie for myself in the morning, I really, what I do is I make a mixture of both fruit and vegetables for my wife and for me. I will use some juices, and that may go against what you're trying to accomplish. I do use some either apple juice or some grapefruit juice. I seem to have a real a need for grapefruit juice lately, and I've been drinking that almost exclusively. And I make sure I get some that is not made, obviously, from concentrate. And I oftentimes will squeeze my own or make my own grapefruit and peel it and use the fruit itself. But I will put banana, apple, orange, and then I will throw in some fresh kale, some baby carrots, and I will even add some flaxseed in there, some frozen fruit and ice cube. And that's what I make as a health drink in the morning. So it does have both the vegetables and the fruit, and that drink does hold me until lunchtime. And I usually have a ravenous appetite. You wouldn't think of it by looking at me. I have a very high metabolism, and that does hold me until lunchtime.
Okay. A couple further questions from Christine and some other questions. So let's work on the questions. So the question is, do you lose nutrients when you cook them? Well, certainly you're going to lose a little bit of the enzyme property of the food when you cook it. Enzymes die when you cook food to some degree. The minerals are not going to die. Some of the vitamins will be damaged. But compared to just cooking them over the stove, remember, when you take your vegetables and put them on the stove and cook them in water, a lot of the nutrients are getting away in the water that most people pour off. So when you do them in the Vitamix, you're not losing those. So that's a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answered that one. And again, Christine, go ahead and dilute your smoothie and see if that doesn't help you to not be, you know, shaky afterwards. I have another question from Jerry. The question is, why do you use distilled water in your smoothies when distilled water has no energy? Well, this is a propaganda that's been spread around for years by the people that manufacture water filters. Okay, and yes, distilled water doesn't have the minerals in it, but remember, we're getting the minerals from the vegetables. So when we're done, we have all the minerals we need. Okay. If you take minerals in that are from your tap water, the size of the mineral particle is too big for your body to actually be able to use. So many people develop arthritis symptoms and such because they're using tap water or well water, they end up with their body trying to get the minerals out, but it can't, so it ends up going ahead and storing them in soft tissue, and they develop arthritis. So that's why I recommend the distilled water. There's also the whole issue of our water supply being totally contaminated now. If you, when you buy anything from the Road to Health, you should get an invitation to our report on water. It's available for $47 if you don't want to buy anything else from us. And it shows you that right now there's proof everywhere that we have pharmaceuticals in our drinking water. All across the country, people are consuming, you know, used pharmaceuticals. I'm calling them used. You know, what happens is they're a chemical that's designed and manufactured, and it doesn't get filtered out by our water supply. They've discovered it in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public water supplies. They didn't used to even test for it because it was never an issue. They didn't have any idea they should test for it. So it's a contaminant. They don't know how to get it out of our drinking water without distilling it. But if you have your own distiller and you distill it, you know you're getting rid of the poison that the pharmaceutical industry has delivered into our water supply. Because, you know, remember, it doesn't stay in your body forever. Some of them do, but most of them get peed out, and then it goes into the public water supply, and it's not clean. Purified water. Purified water is a good question. Thank you, Jerry. Purified water or filtered water, there is a filter in there. Usually it's called a reverse osmosis filter. Okay. And the reverse osmosis filter goes down to a certain size, depending on how expensive of a device that you bought. If you're just using the Brita or any of those ones that hook onto your faucet, you're getting maybe down to a 5-micron particle size when it's brand new. And what happens is the bad minerals are larger than an angstrom, but they're smaller than the 5-micron size. So they end up coming right through the filter. If you take some purified water and you put it in a distiller pot and you distill it, okay, what you're going to find is this horrible contaminant in the bottom of the pot when the water boils away, okay? And that's what you've been drinking, okay? So we have a portable distiller. It's $179. It's an open pot that does a gallon at a time. And it's the perfect description of how this works. Because after 4 or 5 gallons of water, you have this crust on the bottom that you have to chisel out. And you were drinking that. So the filters remove some of the contaminants. They remove, depending on which filter it is, many of the contaminants. But they aren't going to take out those big minerals. So I hope that answers your question, Jerry. And is there any more questions for JP? I know he's on a tight schedule today. And so if you have any specific questions about the Vitamix machine in general, you can either ask them now or you can call your pre-purchase questions to JP, you can ask the questions on our website, and I'll prepare a follow-up to put on the website for you. Now, on your screen, you've probably seen this recipe list. I went over to the Vitamix website, I searched, and there's hundreds and hundreds of recipes. I don't know how many there are altogether. And if you watch the pre-video that I sent out yesterday, you know that I showed you the recipe for mayonnaise, and I talked about making waffles. You know, if you go, next time you're in the grocery store, if you look at the if you look at the ingredients on those recipes of the pre-prepared foods, they're just full of crap. Okay, and that's a technical term. if they have high fructose corn syrup in them, high fructose corn syrup is a poison. It does not being metabolized by your cells. It must be metabolized in your liver. So your liver has to process it. It puts more load on your body. It's bad, bad, bad. Okay? So just rule it out. If you look on the package and it says it's got that, just say, no, that's not for me. If it's got the bad oils in it, canola oil, with all due respect to the Canadians, canola oil was invented by taking rapeseed oil, which was a rapeseed, which is a poison, which has plagued Canada for years, genetically modifying it to take out the poison, and then selling it to the Americans. Okay, so it's not your best oil; it's your worst oil. The bad oils include any of the oils that are not pure oils from a vegetable, like a corn oil is fairly safe, a peanut oil, if you don't have any of those problems with allergies having to do with peanuts. Those are much better choices than the canola oil. And so when you look at the recipes for these products out there, they use it's interesting. And JP probably doesn't know this, but the Canadian government gets a piece of the action every time canola oil is sold. Because the canola oil is a patented, the rapeseed is a patented product. Monsanto owns a patent on it, and their partner is the Canadian government. So the Canadian government makes money every time somebody uses canola oil. So that's why it's so popular, and that's how come it came into the United States artificially lower priced, because the Canadian government supported getting it into the food stream. And it's, you know, it's not a good oil. It's just not a good oil. Don't use it. Go back to corn oil or safflower oil, or if you're cooking with it, peanut oil or almond oil. I'll do a report on it, on all the different oils. I've got it on my list of 500 things I'm still working on, okay? So let's see if there's any more questions. This is your last chance to ask a live question for JP, and then I know he's going to want to sign off. I hope I answered your question, Jerry and Christine, and all you wonderful people that have come to participate in the live event. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, JP, it looks like you're off the hook for this event, and I hope that you'll allow me to get in touch with you, maybe by email, to answer any questions I couldn't answer for the people that I get questions from, the follow-up, the people that watch this after the fact.
By all means, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, good.
Yeah, you know you can contact me anytime, and please let your folks there and your web audience feel free to give me a call as well. I know our product very well. Things related to diets and things like you've just spoken about, I obviously do not have an expertise about, but I do know our machine and what it will do for you, and all the details involved with the purchase and the follow-up with the Vitamix and how it compares with other machines out there. It is truly an investment, but it's probably, as we've described, one of the lowest risk investments you'll ever get into because of the warranties and the guarantees that we have behind that machine. So just get a hold of Dale if you have any questions, or for me, with me as well. Don't hesitate. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. I spent a little time doing the math with a spreadsheet, and if you just use a little bit of the Vitamix power, let's say you just decide, well, okay, I'm going to stop buying that crappy bread at the store and make my own bread. You're gonna start paying for the machine in less than a year, just by making a couple loaves a week, okay? The difference between paying the store-bought price and the making it with your own Vitamix. So it's a no-brainer, as far as I'm concerned, for people that want to invest in a piece of equipment that's going to pay back. Over the years, you'll see a 5-7 times return on your investment, easy, just by what you're saving and making your own stuff. Okay? Okay, thank you, JP. Anything else?
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, great. Great, thank you so much for coming.
Okay, my pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so if there's no more questions from our participants in the audience, I hope I answered your question about the distiller. If you want to send me an email or something, go to our help desk at roadtohelp, roadtohelp.com, and put a ticket in. I'll be happy to address that question. Any question you have. And if you decide to get a Vitamix, if you please use that code number 06-004090. They'll give you the free shipping, and they also pay us a small commission, which is a good thing because that helps us to be able to make these presentations and so much more. Okay? So this has been Dale Maxwell. I really appreciate the participation from our audience. Questions, and this will end our seminar. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great day.